Marshall, let's talk as we get geared up for 2025. First of all, I'm curious, do you see decisions? Are they being made now? Any different this year from other years? What's your take on the decision-making process for Ag Chem and those kind of things?
There's some different decision-making being made. Growers are a little bit hesitant. They're not quite sure what they're going to put in yet. We do know they're going to plant something. So it's just, you know, where those acres are going to go. And some of that decision-making is going to happen now in the next few weeks. Talking to retailers, growers are coming in. They're trying to do some fall or some spring fertilizer, booking stuff at the end of the year, that type of thing. Like I said, decision-making, I've heard all over the board on what acres are going to do for which crop. So we're set very well in Gowan. So our product supply, I'm very happy with. So if they want to order Gowan products, not a problem.
Good to hear. So let's talk about some of those products. What do you see for 2025? What should be in the arsenal for our producers?
So what we want to see in 2025, weed resistance is still a big issue. Somnolan, Eptam on edible bean acres, still one of the best programs out there. Fargo on resistant wild oats, still one of the best programs out there. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. Domart fungicide, Badge fungicide, both of those, we're seeing some really good results on that. And, you know, for the growers that V5 corn application, say for Domart, it's a great product to put in the tank because it's easy and you don't have to do another spray.
What's nice around here is we are so diverse, and you guys can really address that whole spectrum.
We try to. I mean, we're a very niche market company. Our products are not necessarily for everybody, but we do have something in our arsenal that should help most everybody.
Where can growers get more information?
They can go to www.gowanco.com, and that has all of our products on there, and then it also has my contact information.